This is Digital Dave.
And this is the grumpier than ever Tommy, Fast Eddie.
There were air quotes there.
Yeah.
couldn't hear them though, huh?
No, I couldn't.
And who do we have joining us now?
We have Kurt Kotenberg from the Weather Forecast Office.
I strategically let him say your name because I'm not sure it's Kotenberg or Kotenberg.
Yep, he got it.
Okay.
I need a nickname too. Can I be, if there's bad weather, I'm a beekeeper and not a meteorologist? Go ask
there
someone
you
else.
Go. Works for me.
After last night, we'll just call you Splash.
Yes, Splash. Sure. So you're the guy people call when they want to request VFR weather, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Let's see how that works.
We say the phrase is we're just in production, or no, we're the messengers. We're not in production. That's the man or deity upstairs.
And what's the other line? Everybody complains about the weather, but nobody
does anything about it. Yeah. You know, the one that I like is, well, we've got broken clouds this morning. No. But we'll have them fixed by 2 o'clock.
I've never heard that. I like it.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm gonna use it.
So you didn't sleep last night because you were enjoying this.
Something. Yeah, the past two nights I've just been like watching the radar and like, you know, just
Oh no.
Because that's some pretty bad storms last night. Fortunately, the worst of them, well, not fortunately for the people in southern Wisconsin, but southern Wisconsin took the brunt of it and it just missed us, like the really, really strong stuff. So
I was going to say, it was no picnic.
I'll tell you what, though. I love the weather out here solely for the fact that the lightning is incredible. There was a lot of it last night.
Yeah, quite the lightning show, too. And it's interesting just being on the grounds and, like, looking to the east, even, how flat it is. And you can see, like, I'll bet there's some pretty amazing sunrises, too, out there with the
yeah.
You know, you can see for miles and miles. And, yeah, quite
big,
a lightning show
sky.
Last night. Yeah.
We're from Pennsylvania. You don't get to see that.
No,
you don't
we get sure don't.
Too many trees and miles and little bumpy things.
Yep.
Technical description there.
Very technical.
Okay, so what kind of weather products do you disseminate? Strictly forecast?
Sure. So at the National Weather Service, you know, we get asked a lot by people in the public. You know, I work for the National Weather Service. People say, oh, what television station are you on?
Right.
We don't do that. You don't want this face on anything
apparently
beyond
somebody
this
did.
Webcam.
You said you were on television earlier.
Yeah.
And then they changed their mind.
They thought better of it.
Yeah.
So we're behind the scenes. So what we do is we have a great partnership. So first off, like a lot of what we do is we make the forecast and then, you know, we're realizing, you know, how good is the forecast if the people cannot receive that message, and then if they don't know what to do when they receive that message. So it's really like the whole, you know, I got to go full circle with this entire forecast. So what we do is we make the forecast, and if there's like a tornado warning or a blizzard warning or anything like that, you know, we'll push the button and draw that. And then it goes out to the world. So like the television people, they'll talk about it. Then also, too, part of the main reason why we're on the grounds here is we provide support for the first responders here. So like the fire department, law enforcement, sheriff, state patrol, emergency management. So our big thing, too, is we make the forecast back in our little nerd computer room back at the office.
Nerd, it says that right on the door.
Yep. Knock and enter. And then we come out here and we're on the grounds and we help disseminate that message to our partners so that they know what to do, so that they can start taking the actions and the preparations and et cetera, that they need to do to keep people safe. So, you know, we're not just sitting at the cubicle making the forecast, but it's really delivering it to the public, delivering it to our partners so they know what they need to do if hazardous weather like the thunderstorms and rain from last night, you know, give them the heads up that that's coming and make sure they know how to keep themselves safe. So not only do we have a weather service office here in Green Bay, but there's 122 offices across the whole country pretty much doing the exact same thing that we do.
Okay, and I want to understand how you guys picked that percent number. There'll be a 37.5% chance of rain today. Do you just throw darts at the dartboard on that right. one, or what?
Right. So yeah, we take a look at like the computer models and
computer models.
Yes. I mean, it's fascinating now with how much computers have gotten better and better and better. Like, there's literally like, you know, 50 models. Like, we can look at this, look at this, look at this, and you know, like our head starts spinning. So. Yeah, we really try to distill it down to you know, like the best forecast range possible. And like, you know, you guys said you're from Pennsylvania, so like snow forecasting, for example. So we're kind of trying to shift a little bit how we message that. So say we're in the winter and there's snow. Instead of forecasting, there's going to be 5.2 inches of snow, like here at the gas station on the corner. Like, you know, we're not really that accurate. Like, there's going to be 5.4 inches here and 5.3 inches there. Like, you know, just the measurements have so much variability. So instead, we try to get a range. So we'll say, like, you know, there's about a 70, 80% chance that we'll have between 4 and 6 inches of snow. Because if there's, like, 5.2 or 5.3 or, you know, 6.1, like, it's not going to really make too big of a difference. And then also, too, we'll communicate the impacts with that snow. So, like, if there's 5 inches of snow but 35-mile-an-hour winds, that's a lot different than 5 inches of snow and, like, 2-mile-an-hour winds and, like, that pretty snow globe. Like, a lot different impacts. So we try to communicate the impacts from that forecast as well.
Okay. We like to thought, well, since we're on the East Coast, we like to follow the hurricane models. And can't you guys get those computers to agree with each other? Come on. They're all over the place.
Right. Yeah, so, like, if you really want to get down and look under the hood of how, like, the models and stuff work, so what we do at the Weather Service in Green Bay, you know, it all starts somewhere. And what we do is we launch weather balloons. We launch two balloons every day, one around 6 o'clock in the morning and one at 6 o'clock in the evening. And there's about 80 to 90 offices across the Weather Service that do the same thing at, like, their local Zulu time, like the exact, like, 11 to 10 Zulu time. And so those weather balloons, they have attached to them a radio sonde. It's probably not much bigger than this basket. Like, it's actually smaller than this basket. It's pretty light.
So you're talking, yeah, like loaf of bread or smaller.
Yeah, hold it up to the microphone.
Yeah, right. So there you go.
So we can hear how big it is, yeah.
But anyway, so that radio sonde has, like, it takes the wind speed, wind direction, the temperature, like, all the way up from the ground to where it bursts. It bursts at probably about 100,000 feet. And it sends that back to the office. And so that takes, like, a photo of the atmosphere. Like, this is what it's like as we go all the way up the atmosphere. And then that photo goes into the computer models. And then the computer models, like, have all these insane, crazy equations, which is why, like, we need computers to do it, not humans. Like, by the time it took me to figure something out, like, you know, I'll probably have to have my kids do it because I'll be 90 or whatever, not be able to finish.
You know, the nerdy weather door next door is the door labeled crazy, insane equations.
Yes.
Yep. So we go to that room and push the button, and the computers, that's why, like, the computer models, you know, if one model says this, one model says that. It's basically like the equations and the physics that go into those models are a little bit different. So, like, you know, if you have, like, a basket of air and you move, it's way up in the sky somewhere, and you, like, move it forward in time, like, each model handles how it moves a little bit differently. And then, so what we do is forecasters, especially in the first 0 to 24 hours, we're still better than the computers. So I still have a job.
Yay. That's interesting. Yeah.
We're still better than the computers. So, you know, if the models aren't catching it or, like, handling where the rain starts correctly, we as forecasters, we know their biases, and we can kind of sense and adjust and maybe even kind of blend some model solutions together. And, you know, like, this model's good with the timing but bad with the location, so, like, you know, kind of we'll adjust it that way. So we try to add value to the forecast to, you know, ultimately help get the most accurate forecast possible to help protect lives and property.
That's a tall order.
That is a very tall order because the weather is so dynamic.
We learned that earlier today. The weather is dynamic.
Well, we learned that earlier today, and I learned that earlier at an air show that I was at a couple of weeks ago.
Everybody learned it last night in their tents.
Oh, well, did they ever.
So you'll have a job for the foreseeable future. Do you guys see AI coming into play at all?
It's interesting. I'm slowly becoming a little nervous. You know, the whole thing, I'm not an AI expert, but, you know, the whole thing is to just make sure that we're working for it and not the other way around.
Yes.
Or, no, it's working for us,
it's
not the other way
for
around.
You. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Too early in the morning.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, he just blew their cover.
No. No, it still wants to work for us.
Does it, though?
Yeah, hopefully.
You got to understand, when you start talking AI and weather forecast, I keep thinking of some weather forecaster who's going to look like Max Headroom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
That's what I'm afraid
Who
of.
Who knows?
Yeah, or certainly a better voice than, you know, yeah. The guys always say, I have a voice for a newspaper, so.
I haven't heard that one. That's probably going to be on a T-shirt for us, but anyway. So it's still got to be part black art. I mean, you've got to have your gut feelings, your background right. knowledge of the geography, all that stuff.
Yep, and so that's where our experience comes in as well. You know, part of the element of where we're still better than the computer models for now, especially in the short term, is, you know, a lot of us, you know, we've seen how things play out over time, and, you know, we just... certain situations like the thunderstorms from last night, like, you know, like, oh, I see how this is going to evolve, and like the computer models don't even have any sense of what's happening. So that's where, like, as humans, we really add a lot of value.
I know a lot of us last night were at our phones going, yeah, that looks like it's going to go north of us.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I was scared when I saw those storms out in Nisida there. They had like that 70 mile an hour wind, and like those were heading like due east, like for Oshkosh, like directly, and like that's when I started, my hair started getting really frazzled. It's like, oh no. And, you know, fortunately, the worst of the worst, obviously, they still got clipped on the grounds, but the worst of the worst kind of weakened and moved south. And so we dodged one there.
Okay. On the field, where can we find you guys and ask you more questions?
We're in the command post with the sheriffs and law enforcement.
Oh, so you don't have a booth presence?
No. No, we do. Yes. So we ourselves at the Weather Service are in Green Bay stationed in the command post, so we could be right there with our partners and like showing them the exact radar and the exact clouds. But in 4MD, the federal pavilion, there's a NOAA NWS booth. And today, since the weather is not 90 degrees and humid and whatever, you might see Owly Skywarden. So,
oh boy,
especially in the morning hours.
All right,
that's our mascot's an owl, so be on the lookout.
Okay, an owl that doesn't fly in those bad weathers. Anyway, this is Digital Dave,
and I'm Fast Eddie,
and this is EAA Radio.